You know what that means. Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Pour that first cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee and let's get the Saturday morning started. We're here at Rosie on the House. The entire team is here assembled to answer any question you might have this hour about your landscape, gardening, irrigation, hardscape, tree trimming, whatever it might be. Now's the time to jump online ahead of everybody else so we get to your question first. Wherever you're listening to us in the great state of Arizona, you dial one toll-free number. It's 1-888-767-4348. The entire team is here for you this morning. Mike Reesh is there, the engineering board operator, sending the signal into the radio station where Pete takes it and sends it back up to the satellite so it can come into your house so you can phone us at our house. It's 1-888-767-4348. Operator is standing by. We only have one call screener today because
playing basketball.
Ladies and gentlemen, now introducing the newest member of the Rosie on the House team, born Thursday night to James and Julia Drake, weighing in at a healthy 6.5 pounds. She's third in the birth order. Give it up for Braxton Drake.
And Julia used that as an excuse for not showing up for work today.
Slack.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. What's wrong with her?
You
said 2 days off.
You guys, hey, that is big music for a little tiny body.
That's big music for a little tiny body.
That is the littlest baby. Oh, she's precious.
Grandchild number 9.
Welcome, Braxton.
Very, very blessed. Let's get back to topic here. We're here to talk about your garden, landscaping, irrigating. No, you're not ready to go back to topic?
Well, no, we can't.
You want to talk about your baby?
We should probably give the number. If we're going to promote that, we do have a caller. You know, we should have an
twice
operator.
Already.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Hey.
Yes, we'll have more baby talk.
This is the week of the Scottsdale snowstorm.
Yeah.
You know, I drove in that baby. I've been in Arizona since 1965. I can never remember seeing that much accumulation on the ground in Scottsdale.
Not in pavement, on pavement. Yeah. I've seen it on grass where you could kind of scrape together enough off of the lawn to make a little snowman for about an hour. But this was on surface, the 101 at 5:30 or whatever, about 5 o'clock that evening.
Yeah.
You literally could have used a snowplow. It was 3 or 4 inches deep, and people were going about 20 miles an hour, and there was two ruts in the freeway going down either side, and I was just waiting for a big wreck.
I've got a buddy that's actually hiking. Steve Hirsch is hiking down the Grand Canyon yesterday.
Okay.
I think you'd almost need snowshoes to do that.
You would
right
at the top of
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. And our 15-year-old is up at church camp in Williams. She's freezing.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the best time to have church camp when you can have s'mores and all that kind of stuff.
That's right. Yeah. All right, let's get to the topic of the week. We've talked about the snowstorm. We talked about frost trimming last week.
We did.
John Jay, my wife, Tom Sawyered me so bad last week after the show.
You are so bad.
Unbelievable. She says, why don't you sharpen the shears? So I go out in the garage and I start sharpening the first set of shears. And she takes them and goes out in the front yard. The garage door is open. She, oh, Rosie, these are so sharp.
And the guilt gets piled.
You need to come try this. It's unbelievable.
Thank you, my
Or you just feel your wife's out there working and you're like, oh, okay.
6 hours later, I crawl in the shower bleeding. The front yard's been ravaged.
Were you bleeding from the plants or from that sauce on
everything.
The video of you using?
Everything. I was bleeding from everything, man. So we could get some questions today about frost damage still. There's going to be a lot of trimming to be done. I understand you got a little block party going on.
We do tomorrow. Yeah, we're going to do the Bagster block party tomorrow. Get a couple Bagsters. I'm recruiting power tools, if anybody...
Okay, all right.
I've got several power hedge trimmers and chainsaws and all the neighbors, and we're going to drag the grills out in the middle of the cul-de-sac
we're
done and cook some hot dogs and hamburgers and have some fun. You know, we might as well make as fun of an event out of it as we can, and it will all look better when it's all done. So it's time to be trimming frost. And, you know, our tip of the day and the whole show is, you know, remodeling for an aging clientele as all get a little older.
We'll be covering that.
One of the things you learn to do as you get older is you get better tools. to make the job
easier
and less cumbersome. So make sure you've got better tools. Make sure your tools are sharp. Make sure you're using the right tool for the right task. And then also embracing new technology, new ideas. As one thing, as we get older, sometimes we get a little stuck in our ways. There's a new technology. It's relatively new, the last couple of years, that's really come on the forefront, and that's grafting. Now, grafting's not new. We've been grafting fruit trees and things like that forever, but grafting tomatoes. And now they're going to start grafting and have started grafting peppers and eggplants. So you take
What does that accomplish?
Same thing it does in a fruit tree. You get a vigorous, hardy, wild kind of a tomato rootstock, and you graft a better boy or an early girl or your favorite heirloom variety onto it. So you get this huge, vigorous rootstock and this really productive top to it, and you get the best of both worlds. You get a very hardy plant that puts on lots and lots of fruit. And they're even doing sometimes multiple varieties on those. So those are coming into the nursery now, just not your grandfather's tomato anymore. It's a new technology in tomato and vegetable growing.
You don't call that DNA bio?
That's not GMO. It's just grafting. They're taking a variety, which could be an heirloom variety or a hybrid that's not modified. There's nothing genetic about it. It's just physical grafting. You're melding one variety on top of another variety. So it's really almost the opposite of genetic modification. You're not fooling with the genes. You're just taking the best part of one plant, sticking it on, and letting them grow together.
And because there's already a rootstock on the one, your turnaround time should be a lot faster, shouldn't it? You don't have to wait for it to sprout from seed and grow. And
well, if you're going to do the grafting yourself, it'd take a long time. You have to grow the rootstock and grow the top at the same time. Then when they get up, then you cut it off. And if you want to see how it's done, there's a little YouTube on our blog that went out this morning. It shows how they do it. It's just they take a razor blade and cut one and put the other one on top of it and slip a little collar over them and hold them in a greenhouse for a couple weeks till they have fused together, and then send them out to be planted.
Now, inquiring minds want to know, you have a fruit cocktail tree.
Right.
Right?
Right.
One fruit tree that produces
maybe
two or three different kinds of fruit.
Of the same kind of fruit, though. It's got to be all citrus or...
So there's never going to be a vegetable cocktail plant that grows tomatoes and
cucumbers. Like a V8 tree?
A V8 bush.
No. Well, that's an emphatic. Now, you could have several kinds of tomatoes on the same tomato rootstock.
Okay.
You could have, technically, I guess, a cherry tomato and a yellow tomato and a red tomato. And I'm not sure. All those grow differently. That's the problem with even fruit cocktail trees, is the lemons take over the tree because they grow more vigorously and faster than the orange or the tangerine or whatever. So there's downfalls to everything. But they are putting more than one variety on some of these now.
Well, I'm up for trying the grafted tomatoes if it's going to be a hardier plant that produces more tomatoes. My tomato growing skills need all the help they can get.
Well, I think most people's do. And I think this and the other thing on the aging thing is then, as you've done, because you're old, you've got 9 grandkids, you get getting your garden up off the ground, raise that sucker up so you're not down on your hands and knees so much. So sharper tools, new technology, changing the level and the areas in which we garden in will all help us be able to garden more efficiently as our bones get a little creakier.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
I don't mind getting down.
It's getting back up.
Tom in Phoenix. Good morning, sir. How may we help you?
Good morning. I planted a juniper hedge about 35 years ago, and it was supposed to be a nice little trim hedge. It got to be 9 feet high and about 6 foot thick. So it's a big major hedge across my front of the yard.
Uh-huh.
A nurseryman told me that I could cut that back to the stumps about 3 feet high, which I have done. And those stumps, or whatever you call them, are 3 to 5 inches in diameter. Mm-hmm. And there's no sign of it sprouting out yet. And I was wondering if I should do anything particular. I irrigate so it gets good water. And
can I ask you a question, Tom?
Yes.
In 35 years, how many cars have you owned?
Not very many, probably.
More than one?
I'm 87 years old. Oh, yes.
Okay. How many refrigerators or dishwashers have you owned?
Oh, God, you can't count them. A dozen maybe or more.
and you're not willing to replace a 35-year-old plant?
The reason I'm not willing to is the stumps are so big and they're right against a heavy chain link fence that you couldn't get them out short of a tractor.
Oh, yeah, we can get them out.
How are you going to get them out?
We can get them out. Well, I'm having fun with you a little bit, Tom, but one thing, it will take some time. When you cut into 3 or 4 inch diameter trunks for that wood to resprout, it's not virulent new growth. It's an old cane, and it's going to take it a while to regenerate new growth out of there. It should, and it will, but I would probably encourage you to think about the long-term situation there of maybe replacing those with new plants, since you've replaced your dishwasher 4 times.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. How does that tie into aging in place?
It ties into the fact that he's a little stuck in his ways and going to stay with that 35-year-old plant. But hopefully he used a good sharp chainsaw.
We'll get back right after this, straight to the calls.